If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to episode 26 of the DesignFootball.com podcast. My name's Jay. I'm the resident blogger on DesignFootball.com. Today I'm joined by Muhammad Ali, who is a freelance football writer for the likes of French Football Weekly and Goal and various others. And we're going to be discussing Olympique de Marseille, the kit history of Olympique de Marseille, and what's to come in the future. Hello, Mohammed. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Jay. How are you?
Yep, not so bad. Okay, so the new kits were released not too long ago. You've had a chance to see them. Overall, are you impressed with them? Are they, as a low end fan? You are a low end fan, I take it.
Yeah.
You impressed with the kits?
I can't say that I am, to be honest. I know, you know, a couple of people prefer simplicity, and that's what the new kit offers for sure. But I think it just smacks of a bit of an unimaginative design, especially the home kit. You know, where it is basically a white shirt with the OM logo and the provincial flag on the inside of the collar, and that's pretty much it. So, you know, considering the bit of imagination over the last couple of years, I think it just, you know, as we'll obviously speak about later, I think being in the final Adidas kit that'll be made for him for some time, and I think they just, you know, have gone out on a whimper.
Yeah, as you say there, they are going to be the last Adidas kits. The news has broken, or it broke actually before the kits were leaked or even and certainly released, is that Puma are going to be taken over from the 2018-19 season onwards. So going through the kits, let's go through the change kits first for this final season with Adidas. So the away kit is just, I mean, most people have just said it looks like a leisure top or a training shirt or something. It's just it's a standard sort of Mediterranean blue, if you call it that, or the Marseille blue. But there's not a lot going on at all, really, is there?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely it. So, you know, from you know, aesthetic point of view, it really just looks simple. And a lot of people, you know, like a polo shirt. I know it doesn't have the polo shirt features specifically, but from, you know, from afar, it does look like a very basic training top, which is a bit worrying considering, you know, that's, you know, the first kit of the new OM after, you know, the season that they've had and hopefully where they want to be this time next year. So overall, I think it's pretty disappointing.
Yeah, so you've touched on sort of low end standing currently in the world of football. So they've gone through a sort of a barren spell, I suppose. As obviously they've been European champions in the past, they've got a certain amount of French titles, which is debatable how many they've actually got. But they've certainly got a glittering history, and now Frank McCourt has taken over, and this was meant to be the summer where they brought in the big names and next season really have a proper assault on the French title. So, yeah, as you mentioned, you'd want them to be kitted out in the best way. Do you think the lack of... You mentioned the home shirt and the away shirt there. Do you think the lack of a sponsor is making the kits look even more simple, whereas if they do end up with a sponsor on the shirt, that could change it and that could make it as involved as you'd want a football shirt to be?
Yeah, possibly. I think that's a fair point. The fact that, you know, there is a lot more space on the front of the shirt where a sponsor is supposed to be kind of, you know, enhances its simplicity. For what I know is that there will be no sponsor for next season. But, you know, given that I've had InstaSport for the past five seasons, yep. and that's been a bit garish on the front shirt, and because the colour type, it's it doesn't mix in well with the colours. They don't really, you know, change the colour of the sponsor to fit the kit. So it's always the blue and red, which obviously clashes with OM's white and sky blue features.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think a lot of people do like the shirt because of the fact that it doesn't have a sponsor and, you know, it does have put a clean look. But just from the design of the shirt, you know, there are very few features, you know, which could have made, you know, the kit look a lot better. You know, other clubs such as Roma have, you know, they've had kits without sponsors for a while and their kits have looked absolutely amazing. So, yeah. You know, I don't think just the fact that it's sponsorless makes it even worse or makes it more bland, but I just think it looks black, would have looked bland anyway.
Yeah, there is the argument there that if they knew they weren't going to have a sponsor on the shirt, which I don't know if Adidas knew that when they were designing it, but if that has been a decision that's been taken, then you probably would embellish the shirt a little bit more, so you'd take advantage of that opportunity to add something to the shirt. Yeah, so I'll take that point. The third shirt is purple. What's the thinking behind that? Why have they? I know they've gone back to that sort of classic-y crest, that sort of crest from days of yore again, which they had a couple of seasons ago on the home shirt, I think.
Absolutely.
But what's the thinking behind the purple of the third shirt?
Well, I mean, that's you know, that's a question that's got a lot of OM fans stumped. Is that what is the benefit of the third shirt? You know, looking at, you know, the colour schemes of the kits over the last decade. Mm. It's always been, you know, obviously white for the home kit, blue for the second kit, and then for the third kit, either black or orange or something connected to the club. So if you remember the orange and sky blue shirt from, I think, 2007-08, that was sort of a homage to the South Winners, one of the sports groups of OM, who celebrated their 20th then, and 30th anniversary last month. And then you had the black kit with the green, yellow and red stripe down the middle, not the middle, towards where the club crest was, and that was for I think the immigrant population of Marseille, homage to that. So it's when the third kit is a bit left field, it's only because it's, you know, to commemorate something connected to the city of Marseille, you know, when it was first rumoured and leaked that Adidas were preparing a, you know, purple shirt for OM, a lot of supporters were very angry. There was, you know, trending topics on Twitter and the like. You know, our colours are blue and white. You know, respect our colours, Adidas. And a lot of people were furious at the fact that this was, you know, just something left field, something that wasn't connected to the city of Marseille. And obviously the Marseille community are very, you know, protective of their identity, of their brand and of their club and city. So it's a bit of, you know, crazy idea from Adidas. And I think it's something that Real Madrid had a couple of seasons ago. So, you know, it just doesn't make sense. And, you know, whether it looks good or not, that's up to other people to judge. But I can't, you know, there's no rationale behind it of why Adidas have strayed so far from the templates or the sort of the colours that Marseille have enjoyed for so long.
Yeah, it's a strange one. You mentioned Real Madrid there, and there is a sort of a history of the trim colours alternating with Real Madrid. So sometimes there'll be a black, a gold away kit, or there'll be a the trim on the home kit will be gold one season for Loem, and then it'll be gold for Real a season or two later. So I don't know whether it's that Loem is maybe Adidas's is testing ground, maybe, to try different designs, because the colours are sort of similar to what Real Madrid wear. So, and obviously Real Madrid is the more marketable team, I expect. The other element is obviously Toulouse. So Toulouse wear purple. So there is an established football club, not so far away from Marseille, that wears those colours anyway. So it's a little bit of a strange decision in that regard, mm-hmm. do you think if it's a so left field that it can be changed colours, like in a lot of change kits are in luminous colours, because obviously people don't have that as a home kit apart from Borussia Dortmund had it for a while. But it's a strange thing to do, to pick the colours of another team like that. You wouldn't have Loewen wearing green, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. You know, that's a very good point. It's just, you know, a very, very weird sort of approach that Adidas have taken, because, you know, for a club like Marseille, it's, you know, the colours are already so ingrained into the, you know, sort of the identity of the club. It's that, you know, when the kit manufacturer comes along, the job is already half done for them. You know the colours they're going to use, and it's up to the kit manufacturer to sort of embellish them and add a couple of features to make it, you know, stand out and very popular. And that's what they've done over the last 2-3 years. You know, Adidas, I feel, have got the colours spot on. They go for, you know, a smart sky blue and white home kit, you know, where they change maybe the format of the badge and, you know, mix the colours up and where the colours are placed here or there. And the away kit or the third kit will always be a sky blue or sort of inverted kit, so where there'll be more of the blue than the white. And then for the third kit, it will be sort of a navy or a dark colour. You know, they've had, I think we've had a navy or a black kit for the last 3 seasons in terms of the away kit or the European kit, and or something, you know, very smart and looks very, you know, demure and dark. And now, you know, the purple is just something completely well away from that. So it just, you know, it doesn't make any sense to me.
No, I don't know if that is an attractive colour just in general for the, like a leisure market or something, because that you mentioned like the dark, the blacks and the navy shirts, and that's often the old thing of it looks good with jeans. So it's like the football shirt you can wear if you're a little bit self-conscious about wearing a football shirt. We wear something that's classy, that's understated, in a colour that's not too bold, so you're more likely to go out and wear that. But I don't necessarily, although the design is very nice, I think it's got like a nice polo collar neck on it. It's quite a nice design. It's quite classically styled. Just doing it in purple seems a strange thing. Just going back to the home shirt, obviously that's like the main shirt, and that's the one that will probably bring in the most sales. On paper, when I saw the leaks of it, I was actually quite impressed by it, because they've gone back to the, it's a recent crest, it's only about 10 years old or something, the crest, but they haven't got that big circle shield around it, have they?
No. Which,
what's the thinking behind that? Do you know why they brought in that big circular shield thing?
I think it was just an added feature. They brought it in for last season, because obviously the season before they used the old 70s logo. And you know, it just looked really good to have a sort of a crest within a crest. Having the, you know, the circle shield behind it and the letters of the club, and then the date of formation as well, and having obviously the two letters OM and the club slogan on there, and I thought it looked really, really smart. And they kept it for this season. Obviously, it worked well within the, you know, the colour frame and the cross feature from this season's home shirt. So they kept it. I don't know why they went back to it. And I guess for this shirt, considering that, you know, I don't know whether they thought maybe let's try something else or not, you know. It's just, I guess, you know, something they've just done away with for this season. But I guess one thing that, you know, you have to remember, this is Adidas's final kit of a 40-something year partnership. So maybe it could just be going back to, you know, the roots, and maybe just, you know, simple is the best way to go out. You know, I think that would have been something heavy in the decision-making process, or the guys that do make those decisions. How do we go out for such a, you know, long partnership? And maybe they just thought, you know, simplicity is the key here. Something, you know, very, you know, discreet, and something, you know, not out there, not garish. But then again, that's why they went with the third kit. I don't know then.
Yeah, the rationale I agree with, that you strip it back and you try and create a classic or a timeless shirt for your last season. I wonder whether they knew when they were designing it that it was actually going to be the last season, because
no, absolutely not.
The negotiations
Yeah, you're absolutely right that they, this is something that they didn't know. Obviously, the contract was about to run out, and the previous Marseille administration waited for the new, obviously, administration to take care of negotiations. And so Adidas had, you know, continued, you know, their relationship for, you know, as long as possible. And it was only towards the end of March, early April, where the first rumblings that, okay, maybe, you know, this is it. Marseille have taken a different approach. Adidas were also, I guess we'll touch on this a bit later, but Adidas were in the negotiations to extend the contract with OM. For longer, I think maybe it was a new 3 to 5 year deal, but Marseille decided to end its negotiations and move on.
Yeah, we will discuss that in a minute. I mean, in terms of just the basic facts of it, Frank McCourt came in sort of late last summer, was it? Was that when he bought the club?
Yeah, so he entered exclusive negotiations on the final week of August, but the deal went through in mid-October.
Okay, so certainly when he took over the club, that brings in a potential for new negotiations for kit contracts and so on. But in terms of the cycle of kit design, the kit that they're wearing now would have been probably designed a good 6 months before then. So certainly at that point, all right, the ownership was up in the air with Loewen at the time. The Dreyfus element was probably going to be coming to an end, but we didn't know when. But they certainly wouldn't have had a guarantee that it would be the final kit. So it's kind of worked out that way, and it fits the narrative that it's the last Loewen kits, but they probably wouldn't have been designed as such. So it may well be that when they were designing them, they did expect a sponsor, so that's why they've stripped it back. So that might be an element to it. But when I look at that home shirt, on paper it looks like a great shirt. When it was released, it was a little bit underwhelming. But the thing that's annoyed me, and this is a massive kit geek thing, is that they've got shadow stripes on it. And the shadow stripes are great, because it nods back particularly to the 89 to 91-ish shirt. There were various versions of it, but you probably view it as the two seasons, 89-90 and then 90-91, which was sort of Papin and Waddell era, where you had the two bands on each sleeve. And it had thin shadow stripes on that one. So it seems like it's a nod to that, which is great. But then when you actually see the shirts, and I went to the club shop a little while ago and I actually bought one, but they're not really centred properly. So each shirt is unique in the position of the shadow stripes. Now, that's frustrated me, and I've written an article about it, which is probably far too intense. But it's what I understand is that these shadow stripes should replicate the Provençal flag, which you mentioned is inside the neck. So there should be 9 stripes, so there should be a central stripe and then should go on from there, which would look great, except they haven't managed on very few of the shirts have they actually managed to center this stripe. And then you've got the other option of having 2 stripes in the middle.
So would you agree then that just sort of Adidas's whole approach to this final kit has been a bit sloppy, considering, you know, how much thought and how much precision has gone into other kits? And obviously one thing to consider is that, you know, Adidas do have a similarly long-standing relationship with other major European clubs, such as, you know, Real Madrid and Bayern Munich. And just the way that this whole Marseille approach has gone this season, whether they knew it would be the final one or not, has just been very sloppy and rushed almost.
Well, this is the argument that perhaps the design is one thing, where they maybe thought they were going to have lots of designs. When it comes to the mass manufacturer of the shirts, it might be that the case that they've gone, well, they're not our client anymore, we're not dealing with them anymore, so the standards we're going to have in terms of manufacturer are not going to be as high as they would have been previously. Now, I don't know that to be the case, but you say the word sloppy, and if you look at a shirt like that, to me, and I'm going to look at it very, very closely because that's what I'm interested in, it does seem sloppy. It seems a shame. It seems both from the design element that seems a little bit phoned in, and when it comes to manufacturer, that there's not the care being put into it, which I think should be put into a shirt for a club that you have such a long relationship with, and almost synonymous. Like Olympique de Marseille and the city of Marseille for me and Adidas are virtually interchangeable, because I grew up with it. I've been a fan. I've been holidayed in Marseille, visiting family. All my family are there for my entire life. So several times, at least twice a year, and for them for it to end in this way is really, really disappointing for me. I don't think that's right. I don't think that they should be what they're producing is not of the standard that it should be, considering that relationship over that period of time.
Yeah, and this is, you know, again, something we'll discuss maybe in detail of the, you know, the actual nitty-gritty of the negotiations, but, and this is what Marseille felt as well, you know, that Adidas are just not giving sort of the love to the Marseille, because you have to remember that a lot of people did have previously the long-held belief that Marseille got the best of the Adidas sort of works, especially when it came to kids. Obviously, there's one or two, you know, misses over the last couple of years, but, you know, which club hasn't gone through that? But by and large, especially the home kit, and a couple of the second or third kit, which have been very wacky but also very popular, Marseille have had the best of the Adidas designs, especially in the past decade. So, like you mentioned, I do agree that for it to go out on the whimper, you know, particularly, especially, you know, a long synonymous relationship of four decades, is a bit, you know, galling.
Yeah. The other thing about the home shirt is which is either a good thing or a negative thing, something we haven't mentioned, and it doesn't seem to be mentioned massively in the marketing, but the cuffs on the shirt are blue. They're contrast. Contrast cuffs on the sleeves, but they flip up. So when you flip them up, they've got the Provençal flag running around as a band, which is something that Nike did with the Barcelona third shirt in 2013-14, because the Provençal flag and the Senyera, the Catalan flag, are the very basically similar. The same flag. Yeah. So that's something they've done, which is quite a nice feature, which adds to it. When you talk about it as an overly simplistic shirt, it does have this extra feature. Mm-hmm. But that's obviously something that's been borrowed from another shirt anyway. So the effort that's gone into that, it seems like an afterthought anyway. When I say that Marseille and Adidas are synonymous, I remember going visiting my family in France, and you'd go into a cupboard at my grandparents' flat, and you obviously keep shoe boxes just to keep photos in or whatever you have, and literally in a cupboard there was a wall of shoe boxes, and they were all Adidas shoe boxes. So in terms of sales in Marseille, the tie-in with the football club, which everyone supports the football club in Marseille, it's a one-club town in effect. There are some lower league teams, but it really is a one-club city, and everyone is on board with that. So the relationship between Adidas and the people is further than just being a manufacturer for the club. It's you are then tied. You support the brand in effect as well. So they have had high points over that period as well. So are there any kits that you remember that obviously leave a better memory for you over that period than the final ones?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if you look within the last couple of years, Adidas, I think, have come up with a couple of really, really good designs. I think the last three home kits were absolutely amazing. I think the last simple kit that you have to go to, I don't know if you remember, was the 2013-14 kit. That was very simple in design, but the fact that it just had the very faint sort of olive branch of the club kit, and the Intersport logo as well, which kind of again stood out. But I think the home kits by and large over the last couple of years or over the last decade have been really, really good. And that's the main selling point, because it needs to be obviously on point. I think where you can judge a kit manufacturer particularly, I think my, obviously, you know, you're far more knowledgeable than I am on this matter, but I think where I personally judge kit manufacturers is how much thought they go into the second and third kit, because obviously there's no written rule on how a second or third kit should be manufactured, how it should be designed, etc. So how a manufacturer approaches this and sort of where they get the inspiration from, it just goes to show how much thought and how much love they've put into the sort of relationship. And with Marseille, Adidas have really, I think over the last couple of years, they've had a lot of really, really smart, if simple, away kits. And I think that's where Marseille's strong point is. So you've had the navy and the Argentine kits this season. Mm. Last season you had the black and white. I wasn't personally a fan, but the away kit, the blue away kit with the stripes was, I thought, pretty smart. Personally, I think when you look at kits, I think Adidas absolutely hit the nail on the head for 2014-15, the season of Marcelo Bielsa, where I thought all three kits were absolutely amazing. The home kit, where they reverted from the sky blue for a dark blue feature, and that was in homage to the 1970s OM team with the old logo. And then you had the away kit, where it was sort of the pocket, the Adidas pocket. I thought that was absolutely stylish, the grey and black OM kit. And then the third kit was inspired by Sampdoria, which OM have a fantastic relationship with. The fans have a long-standing relationship with that, and it matches them, but with OM colours, with also being a black and blue feature with a crest right in the middle, the Provençal crest right at the heart of the jersey. And I thought home, away and third, they couldn't have gone any better than that. And that was, those were really, really well received by OM, and obviously it matched the Adidas templates at the time. You had the stripe over the name at the back of the kit as well. I thought they were just really, really smart.
Yeah, and those kits, even if they're not to your taste, it's clear that a huge amount of effort has been put into them to firstly create something that is going to be popular, but also something that is specific to L'OM. Okay, you're obviously borrowing something from Sampdoria there, but you're actually understanding the fans, understanding the culture, and saying this is something that's going to appeal because it means something to you. So that is a seems like a direct contrast to what's happened with the latest kits. Some of the recent kits have been fantastic, and the ideas as well. There was a reversible shirt from a couple of years ago, which again paid tribute to the South Winners, I think. Mm. Which was black on one side and then orange was like a leisure shirt on the other side, which was great. So some fantastic kits over the years, and that's without even really mentioning I obviously mentioned the 89 sort of Papin Waddle era shirts. Mm. And the shirt that the side won the 93 European Cup in. So even though that was a template, it's still an iconic kit, and the reverse was the away kit as well. So some fantastic moments over the years. So that relationship is going to remain in the memory for a long time to come.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Something we do need to mention is we mentioned 41 years. In the mid-90s, L'OM dropped down to the second division for various reasons and stayed there two seasons for various reasons. So 94-95, their kit was made by Reebok, and 95-96, it was made by Mizuno. And they're sort of classic kits in their own right as well, so very 90s, both of them. But pretty iconic, although in terms of a section of history, probably not the... a highlight in L'OM's history, but they were the sort of the interruption of the Adidas years. But now obviously it is coming to an end. Things are we are going to be moving over to Puma. What's brought this about? Do you have like a timeline of what's actually happened? Frank McCourt came in in sort of August to October last year, so the autumn of last year, let's say. So what's happened since then? The negotiations happened with Adidas, and then obviously that came to an end, and Puma have taken over. What's the deal there? Is there, in terms of money as well, I take it it's going to be a very profitable deal?
Yeah, I mean, from what I understand is that discussions began at the turn of the year for Adidas were obviously well placed to extend the contract, but Marseille wanted, you know, a lot more focus from their kit manufacturer, because obviously they are a huge club, you know, still obviously in France, still a massive club and well known in Europe. And even though the club itself, the playing staff, haven't really performed over the past 5 years or so, they do still sell a lot of shirts. I mean, you've been to Marseille very often, you know, so it's not just the home shirts of the city population, where it's all the training gear is well in demand. So, you know, you will see training gear from at least the past 6-7 years still being worn every day, you know, out on the streets. So they wanted, for that reason only, there were a lot of other equipment providers and kit manufacturers on the scene. So you're looking at Under Armour and New Balance as well, as well as Puma. I don't think Nike were ever in the running. That's only because Nike already have obviously Paris Saint-Germain and Monaco on their sleeve, on you know, on their belts. So what Marseille wanted was that, okay, the new ownership had obviously a well-defined plan to return Marseille back to the European elite, and the new, or the equipment provider, has to match sort of their values, right? And Adidas have really, really unchallenged in France. They lost the kit deal for the national team a while back. The only other kits that they have in Ligue 1 are at Lyon and at Lorient. Obviously, outside of France, they're still very well popular. You know, you don't need me to tell you which teams obviously wear Adidas, but you know, a lot of big teams do proudly wear the three stripes. A lot of teams obviously come into Adidas, Adidas' remit in the last couple of years. Obviously, Chelsea is one of them. And for that reason, Manchester United as well. Chelsea, to move on to Nike, Manchester United, they've signed a huge bumper deal. Correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's about 750 million-ish. That's what's been reported. So for that reason, Adidas have started to obviously prioritise you know, the Real Madrid and Manchester United of this world, and obviously focus their commercial and marketing features on them. And this has left sort of France unloved, because obviously Adidas's clients are Lorient, who are obviously flirting with relegation, and Lyon and Marseille, who are well past their best. But 6 years ago, this wasn't the case. Lyon and Marseille were the number one and two French teams in Europe. And the board knew this, the Newman board knew this, and they said that, you know, what can you offer us? We want to be front and center ish, you know, where possible in your marketing portfolio and stuff. But Adidas were not going to, or were reluctant to give Marseille this, you know, this visibility and exposure. And Marseille obviously wanted a higher price, because they obviously, the market had deduced that the Marseille contract was worth a bit more than it was a couple of years ago. So I think Adidas were looking around about, I think the current kit contract was 8 million a year, and Adidas were looking to seal it for 10 million. 10 million a year. And this is obviously far, far behind Man United 75 million a year deal. And in England, you're looking at comparable deals for about 30 million, I think, at Liverpool and Arsenal. And in Paris Saint-Germain's Nike deal was worth about 25-30 million euros a year as well. So that's sort of where the Adidas relationship with Marseille dried up, because Marseille felt that Adidas were not giving them the focus. Obviously, France is a huge market, and Marseille is a huge club, and the board, Frank McCourt and Jacques-Henri Ayrault, the club president, felt that, you know, this relationship wasn't going to work out because Adidas were not giving them what they wanted. And so they opened the tender out, and Puma made it abundantly clear from the beginning, you know, with Marseille, we will have three major European clubs, Arsenal in England, Borussia Dortmund in Germany, and Marseille in France, you know. Other than that, they've got Newcastle and Leicester City, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But in sort of our European, you know, Champions League and where we want to be, these are going to be our three main focal clubs. And Marseille were absolutely, obviously, delighted by that. Having a kit provider that will give them sort of the love and the focus and the visibility and exposure, because it goes hand in hand. You know, Marseille are looking to get as much exposure as they can. They will provide the signings, they'll provide the investment, but they're looking for their sponsors and partners to do the same as well, to bring Marseille back to the European elite. So when Puma said all the right things and were offering about 15 million euros in bonuses, plus bonuses, a year, you know, it kind of made a step up. I don't think, you know, this kit contract will be about 15. Obviously, if it's successful, then the next kit contract will be a lot more. You also have to remember that Marseille are about 13th or 14th in the world when it comes to units sold, jerseys sold in the world. And this is still a Marseille that was, you know, finished, just escaped relegation in Liga last season. They've been outperforming, I think, AC Milan or Inter Milan and Tottenham, etc., in shirt sales, even when they've been far off their best. So, you know, I think it's Adidas' loss, fair enough. They have their big contracts to focus on. I think if Adidas hadn't spent so much money and time and effort on, you know, trying to get Manchester United and trying to keep, you know, their portfolio in England and in Spain, then Marseille might have had a chance. At this moment in time, Adidas are absolutely unrepentant. They're just like, okay, well, if that's what you want, that's what you want. And Puma have stepped in. Yeah. Obviously, they have a rivalry themselves with Adidas, and they've swooped in to take the contract. And obviously, Marseille are very, very pleased with it.
Yeah. It's going to be an interesting transition, because you mentioned sort of the training wear and so on in Marseille. So you will have several seasons. Now, obviously, wearing several seasons worth of training wear being worn can mean that people are not renewing that training wear. Now, training wear doesn't date in the same way that the shirts do, but the important thing is, in terms of sales, is to get people buying every season. So there's positives and negative aspects to that. However, you do see, and I read an article about this from Patrick Howe, which I think is on In Bed with Maradona website, and he talks about visiting Marseille and seeing the amount of tracksuits that are being worn by people. Everyone's wearing a full tracksuit, which you don't really see in England, for example. And he lists them, and it tends to be Adidas teams, so Milan, Chelsea up until the next season are still Adidas, so you see a lot of Chelsea tracksuits in Marseille, a lot of Bayern Munich in Marseille, enormous amount of Real Madrid, and you do see a little bit of Barcelona as well, which is obviously a Nike team, but it really is massively outnumbered by the Adidas being worn. Yeah. So I don't know whether that is still feeling a connection, and they have signs up at the Velodrome now saying our colours are X, Y and Z, and we are Olympique de Marseille. Do not turn up here wearing a Chelsea tracksuit. That's not fair, because so many people were going to L'OM games wearing the colours of other teams in Europe. So that, I think that does tie in with the Adidas thing. I think you go into a shop and you feel like it's a fraternal element of wearing an Adidas pair of tracksuit bottoms if your club has their kit made by Adidas as well. So there's that fraternity element is there. Whether Puma coming in will get as much of that market that Adidas had as a result of providing the kit, I don't know. I don't know how profitable it's going to be for Puma, but it remains to be seen. It's it's still hard for me. It's a terrible thing for me because the idea of Loewen going over to any other manufacturer, I think I maybe could have handled New Balance simply because I'm a Celtic fan and a Liverpool fan as well. So just having everyone in the same stable like that would be fantastic. But the going over to Puma, I don't know what they're going to do with the kits because I can't think of many Puma kits currently that I particularly like. Certainly not the Arsenal ones. So do you have any ideas of, or what advice would you give them? I imagine they're in the process of being designed now, if they might even be finalised by now. What would you say would be the best angle for Puma to take with the Loewen kits in terms of the home kit, for example?
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult to say. Like you mentioned, very few Puma kits are memorable. I think you have to look at the Italy kits, I think, are an exception to that. And Borussia Dortmund and Arsenal, their kits are, you know, especially the Arsenal one, because Arsenal, Marseille are in the same boat that Arsenal were in about 2-3 seasons ago when they made the move from Nike. So it is a bit, you know, weird. But I think what Puma need to do is sort of kind of go back to square one and sort of see where Adidas had been successful with the kits, because, you know, they are going to incorporate a lot of sky blue and white on the home and away kits, but how they added to the Puma touch sort of stuff. So I think, for example, they started to, a lot of people have started designing sort of concept kits, and Puma have already begun a marketing campaign in the streets of Marseille. I don't know if you saw that, but they had this particularly shiny gold Puma logo that obviously reflected well with the golden star and the slogan on the Marseille crest. So I think that's sort of one way that they might think of going. One thing that I, as an Marseille fan, are looking at is, for example, Leicester's kit this season, which was just released last week. Sort of with the it's very nice, smart blue colour with the golden Pumas on each in each shoulder. Maybe that's something where they might decide to go. I don't know. But again, like I said, the home kit, I think, will remain largely, you know, the same, because obviously Marseille have such a strict template when it comes to the home kit. But I think where Puma, like I said, their worth as a kit manufacturer will be how they approach the second and third kit. Will they go for the primary colours of the city of Marseille, or will they go and continue the same way as Adidas have done with the purple shirt? One thing that I personally don't want to see in Marseille that they've done at Arsenal is follow this garish electric green, the yellow green sort of fluorescent third shirt. And that's one thing that I hope they stay away from, because it doesn't look, you know, it's not Marseille. That's one thing I would say well away from.
Yeah, the general idea is, I think, that you stay classic with the home shirt, certainly in your first season. The away shirt is something that is regarded as maybe a staple away shirt or away colours for the club, so the fans get on board with it. And then the third kit, that's where you can flex a little bit of muscle in terms of your own, I don't know what you'd call it, sort of your own brand message, I suppose. So whatever colours are in your palette for that season as a brand, so what you're giving various clubs. But I do hope they don't do that with Loewen. I hope that they give, certainly for the first season, I don't want them to play safe particularly. And what you've mentioned there with gold details on the home shirt sounds fantastic. That would be a great thing. But maybe with a sky blue away kit, which would keep everyone happy for the first season, and maybe an orange third or something, because orange is almost a third colour for Loewen now because of the history in the South Winners Group and that kind of thing. So that would be my hope. But at the same time, I don't hold out enormous hope for what Puma will do. And it will be interesting to see in that first season how many people take up, because like you mentioned, especially at Loewen, and it's a tradition that's gone back a lot further there than it maybe has been in England, is people aren't so worried about buying the new shirt every season, so people will turn up. If you go and look at the two Virage at L'OM, it's littered with the shirt history of the club. It's not a sea of the new shirt as soon as it's released, certainly not. So people will be happily wear the old shirt. Now, that's fine when the new shirt is made by the same manufacturer, but when a new manufacturer comes in, what do you do? And do you have an allegiance there? And will you come over to this new designer, or will you stick with what you know and almost have a protest against it and say, no, this is Adidas's city in effect? But
I mean, that
remains to be seen.
Yeah, that will come down to the fact whether the first kit is newly received. I think Puma come at a very interesting juncture in Marseille's history. So, this time next season, Marseille could conceivably qualify for the top three in Ligue 1. So, and thereby, the Puma kit will be the first kit that Marseille wear back in the Champions League after a 5-year absence. And so if it's well designed, Marseille do get like a lot of decent players and well regarded players, a lot of the fans will flock to the Puma shirt because this represents the new Marseille. This is the first, image of Marseille returning back to the elite, and that's what this kit represents. And if it's well designed, that's a bonus as well. And consequently, if it doesn't, if Marseille fall flat and the design sort of fall flat, then they've got a bit of a problem. Then you have, fans sort of hankering for the well-designed OM shirts that, they used to know with Adidas, and there's no real reason to sort of, buy any new shirts if the club are not really going anywhere. So, it could go either way. But obviously, if the shirt is well-designed and OM do sort of, continue on their road back to the Champions League and the top three in Ligue 1, then that Puma shirt could really kick off sort of a new era. And that's when people can pinpoint kits rather than seasons, sort of, well, we wore that, we were doing this, and we were, sort of the height of our powers. And it will only be good for Puma if that's the case.
Yeah. The other thing is that, I know it's something you like as well, is, I mean, a brilliant point there, that this is tying in with a rebirth of the club, so the return to the Champions League, that could usher in Puma quite nicely to say this is like a clean slate to get rid of the mediocre seasons that have passed, despite the fact that it would require this season to get into the top three, but to return to the top table of European football and that ushers in the new manufacturer might work quite well. The one motif that is quite popular is obviously the cross of Marseille. So that's on the current shirt. You have that from the flag of Marseille. So this blue on white cross, that could be something that Puma want to use in their first kits. And that probably be quite popular. That would probably lead to the fans accepting it a lot quicker than other designs, perhaps. The thing with that, and it's a super nerdy thing that I've noticed, but Intersport's relationship with the club, I think, is increasing. So they're more involved with the boutique, I think, now as well. So they've got this tie-in, and Intersport are the current sponsors, the current shirt sponsors, but they're not going to be sponsoring the front of the shirts next season. But I think there is a strong relationship there anyway. Currently, the cross stops at the point of the sponsor, so it cuts off quite nicely to say, okay, well, this is where the sponsor starts. But they've just changed in the last few games of the season, they changed the way the sponsor was presented, and it was intersport.fr, and it actually changed the way it was. So the cross actually cuts off a little bit early, and it doesn't look quite right. I don't know if you've noticed that, or is that...
I actually haven't. I've noticed... Obviously, the Intersport have used the last couple of games of the season and the last couple of games of the relationship, the contract, to showcase its website. So it's sort of like a parting gift. But I've actually haven't noticed the cross, sort of, the length of the cross. I might have to go back and look at the match pictures and see if that's the case.
Yeah, once you see it, you can't unsee it. That is the cross that the kit geek has to bear. It looked quite nice the way it was before, but with that extra bit on it, I think they have to move it to the line below or something. I can't remember why, but for some reason it truncates the cross, so it stops too suddenly, so it doesn't look quite right. It stops for no reason in effect. But yeah, take a look at that, and it'll affect your OCD. So we await the new kits, the new Puma kits. Fingers crossed that they are everything that we hope they'll be. And then we'll give these last Adidas kits the opportunity to be seen on the pitch, because sometimes that does change matters. So we're slightly underwhelmed with them, but once they're on the pitch, sometimes they come into their own once they've been worn mm-hmm. by the players. So fingers crossed for that as well. But aside from that, Aliloem, I can't think of anything else to be said. Onwards and upwards, I would say. The McCourt revolution is here. Puma are coming on board. It is a reason for optimism generally, surely.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think, obviously, given the last couple of months and years, you've seen, obviously, you know, the results haven't been up to scratch. Just this season, Marte have gone through two coaches, three presidents and two different owners as well. For the fact that they've rescued sort of a European spot, having started the season about 15th, 16th, and when Rudy Garcia had arrived, and by November Marseille were 12th, 13th in the league. So to get 5th and maintain 5th at the very least, I mean, that's the sky ceiling for this current team, which is obviously still containing a lot of sort of the free buys and the loans from the previous administration. So they've done really, really well. So I guess, you know, onwards and upwards. This summer's obviously very big, the most important that Marseille have had for many years. So it would be, you know, I guess next season, the objective is top four, which would only gain the Europa League spot if you do finish fourth. But I think a lot of the fans, considering that, you know, Dimitri Payet is back and Marseille can splash the cash a little bit. Third, you know, behind Paris Saint-Germain, Monaco, and maybe in a good showing one or the other, you know, the domestic cups, would represent a fine, fine season.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's a little bit of a trivia question for you. Now, you might not know the answer to this, so sorry for putting you on the spot for this, but have Loem ever won in Bordeaux wearing an Adidas kit? Because that could be a turning point for Puma as well, if they were if they managed to get a win in Bordeaux.
Well, the answer is no. But the relationship has been going on for 41 years. The Adidas Marseille relationship, and the record stands at 40 in October. So Marseille have not won in Bordeaux since 1977, since the 1st of October. So that will pass. The 40th anniversary will pass sometime this autumn. Obviously, if the fixture list, you know, Marseille would have one more chance to win in an Adidas shirt in Bordeaux. And if not, well, you know, maybe it might be down to Puma. That breaks their jinx.
That suggests then that in one of the first couple of seasons of Adidas, they must have won in Bordeaux, mustn't they?
Well, no. Would that be right? Yeah, actually, I think you are right. Yeah.
But that is a curse that's come along with Adidas, because that ties into, well, all right, they might have won in the first couple early, of times. Yeah. Maybe they did, but. But that is a curse that seems to tie in with the Adidas contract regardless. So that curse could be broken by Puma.
It is also a bit weird considering the financial muscle that Marseille had in the 90s. Obviously sharing the same ownership, the club had the same ownership as Adidas as well. Just one, but two occasions. So, you know, considering that, you know, that record that stood was actually quite a remarkable feat for Bordeaux.
So this is just for people to understand. Bernard Tapie had a big stake in Adidas, and then Robert Louis Dreyfus as well. Is that right?
Yes, he was the CEO of Adidas from 95, 96 to, or the late 90s to early 2000s.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, well, that's the end of of an era there and the start of a new one. So, yeah, as we say, onwards and upwards. This has been fantastic. Thank you so much for talking to me about... it's been elucidating as well. Your knowledge is incredible. But thank you so much, Mohammed, for talking to me about Loewe and Adidas and now Puma as well. So it's been great having you on. I'm sure people might want to speak to you about Loewe and French football in general. You're on Twitter, aren't you?
Yes.
How can we get hold of you?
So I'm available on Twitter at Mohammed Ali, so my name, underscore 93. I think, you know, yeah, very easy to find.
Okay. And we'll on the notes, if you're listening to this on Acast, if you look at your screen now, there will be a link to Mohammed's Twitter account, because there's obviously various spellings of Mohammed as well. So we'll give you the right one there. Okay, so thank you so much for that. And if you want to get hold of me, I'm J29ers on Twitter. Designfootball.com is the website. Designfootball.com on Facebook and Designfootball on Twitter. If you have anything to say to us, obviously visit the website, upload designs, enter competitions, start competitions, all of that stuff. And we'll be back with another podcast very soon. Thanks very much, Mohammed, and I'll speak to you soon.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye now.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.